All right, we are back. Welcome to the second season, 21st episode.
I'm impressed you had this down, because honestly, I didn't keep notes like I usually do, and I always go, what episode is it? And then you just nail it.
And welcome to that episode anyway. Thanks, Charlie. If you're not our friends and family, we have no idea why you're listening, but thank you. If you are our friends and family, we got a short and sweet one for you.
Getting to the point.
We're going to get right to the point on this one, and we're pretty excited about it. So
I will say my goal is usually to try to start talking as soon as possible naturally. So that one felt pretty
smooth. You got in there real quick.
Pretty smooth.
Coming on before I sit through the intro, so that was pretty big.
Beat that, Chuck.
I don't think it'll ever happen again. Usually I can control the vibe a little quicker. We are in person today, a little more fun. This is what we're going to call our vacation episode, so it's a little quicker.
It's just, you know, a quickie.
Yeah, it's a quickie. We both are heading out of town tomorrow together, but not going to the same destination. Final destination.
Final destination.
We're going the same direction, not the same final destination. Charlie only has a Friday off. I'm off for the next week.
I'm green for the next week.
I'll still work next week.
Humble brag.
Still working. Charlie.
Grant.
What'd you do this weekend?
It's a fabulous question.
You don't know?
Oh, yeah, we went to the beach.
We went to the beach.
What did I do Saturday? Oh, yeah, Saturday is one of those just boring days.
Yeah.
But, yeah, beach on Sunday.
That was a move.
It was
a great move until Monday morning.
Great move until Sunday, like 8 o'clock.
When I was sunburnt as all hell. It was terrible. I was a little hungover Sunday morning, so I was like, the beach sounds great. We lay down on the beach.
Let's set the scene. I woke up at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, and there's already a text on my phone. Let's go to the beach right now. I was like, Grant, I gotta watch some Formula One racing here.
He said, sorry, probably not gonna make it. And I mean, I was like, and I go, all right, how about in like an hour? And he's like, all right, fine, I'll make it.
Yeah, I guess that leads me. The new trend for me is getting into Formula One racing. Big race fan now. Big race fan.
Big race guy.
So I've been told one of the best ever Grand Prix last weekend, and it was like my first one that I full watched start to finish.
Ooh.
So you're welcome, Formula One, for being the catalyst to making the sport even better.
You're gonna bring the sport around.
I'm gonna miss it this weekend.
You're gonna get on pay-per-view.
No, it's on ESPN.
I know, but
yes.
I'm saying you're going to get it on paper.
Oh, that's what you're saying. It's like, no, it's not paper. You know?
Yeah,
you're saying.
You're going to get it there, so then it's like everyone
pays me.
Has to watch.
I want to buy all the rights.
Ooh.
Just all the rights.
That'd be a move. That'd be an absolute move.
Even like, I don't know, like, every seat is accompanied by like a security guard, so you can't take pictures.
Ooh.
Because one person is watching each other person.
Yeah, check your...
Yeah, or like Augusta. Leave your phone in the door.
Not the door. You can't bring your phone in.
I like where this is going.
Anyway, we're going to have Charlie Meese sponsor Formula One race in the future. Keep an eye out. Going to be big.
It's going to happen.
For sure. I still know nothing about Formula One race. I told Charlie I want to go to Monaco today. He's like, that's overrated.
I mean, it's still like probably the most popular race ever, in my humble opinion.
I mean, it's Monaco.
It's overrated for the race aspect. The weekend, probably the best one ever.
It's celebrity filled.
But I'm saying the race itself, the race, celebrity filled and Charlie and me.
100%.
Yeah. We have the marketing space to prove it.
Yeah, it's all 20 people.
No, I'm talking about your butt.
Oh, yeah. We got the ad space all day. That being said, this weekend, thanks for asking. I went to...
Grant, what do you do on Monday?
Nothing.
What?
Oh, okay, well, Saturday, let me start from the beginning. Monday, I did do something. But Saturday, we'll start from the beginning. I went to a one-year-old's birthday party.
Oh, that's right, I forgot about that.
Very, very interesting. I don't have any friends that have kids besides people I met through work, I guess, and... One-year-old's birthday party is a lot crazier than I expected it to be.
I feel like looking back on it, it makes sense. Because what's the one-year-old really going to get out of this?
They had to take the kid back for a nap.
So it's strictly for the parents.
Yeah,
it's exactly. A one-year-old birthday party, but it's for the parents.
It's a one-year-old's birthday party for the parents, and we had a blast. They rented out part of a bar. We pretty much just hung out there, drank some beers, ran up their tab, and then went to their house with a pack of Miller High Life.
Champagne and beer.
Yeah. And then
popping bottles.
And then after the kid woke up from the nap, we went back to a different place so we could get some dinner.
Smart.
But it was also a bar.
Naturally.
Yeah. So I was out until like midnight, and it started at 11. I was out for like 13 hours for a 1-year-old's birthday party.
See, again, it's for the parents.
It is for the parents. So it was great. I had a fantastic time. Happy birthday, Olivia.
OJ.
OJ. The juice.
The juice is loose.
The juice is loose.
She was loose in that water park for a little bit.
She was wild in that water
park. That's true.
Anyway, then Sunday went to the beach. Monday, Charlie and I got a pretty sweet invite from a recurring guest to go to the Heritage Auctions preview, I guess is what it was.
Auction preview? It's kind of like a preview for the auction, even though the auction was already going on. But pretty much got toured around and explained a bunch of their main exhibits or their main selling pieces at this auction. And then
it was tens of millions of dollars.
They're a sports auction, so it was like right up our alley. But I also felt really, really like inadequate to be in that room.
Because you couldn't like afford to even like look at anything?
Yeah, if I would have breathed on something, like if it was out of the case.
It was all behind glass.
If it was out of the case and like there was nothing separating us, I would have like felt like I needed to like, put my hands over my face so I don't breathe on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt weird looking at it directly in the eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there was a baseball jersey going for over $2 million. Barack Obama's high school basketball jersey was there.
Which I was like, cool.
It's cool, but
it's at the same time, it's like...
Yeah, you have bats by Mickey Mantle, Babe Ruth.
Honus Wagner, Honus baseball Wagner, cards.
And then, a bat by Honus Wagner.
Yeah.
There's the Wimbledon second place men's single trophy was there.
You have Super Bowl rings.
Wow. Jinx.
You're Minnesota. You had crazy stuff. It just felt like awkward. It was cool, don't get me wrong.
But oh, it was a blast.
That one piece felt a little out of place.
Now, can you imagine being Jack, where that's like your... life and job is to
sees that stuff every day.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Pretty so crazy stuff. Jack, shout out Jack.
We both really appreciate it. We had a blast.
And free food.
Next time you're in Rosemount, let me know.
He's in Rosemount right now.
I know. He's not letting me know.
Anyway, we did that. Pretty cool stuff. Last night, it is Thursday night, we're recording this. Last night was Wednesday night. I played soccer for the first time ever, like a game of soccer.
Footy? Game of footy?
And oh my gosh, did I exercise some muscles I've never touched. I've never found those muscles before in my life. And this morning, I was fine when I woke up. And then as the day went on, I just progressively got more and more sore. And I was like, wow.
It's that delayed onset. It's almost like a hangover.
It's like a delayed hangover.
One of those hangovers that kick in on like two.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, except for...
Oof.
Yeah. Unreal, but...
At least you can work while being sore.
True. Until I start getting arthritis in my hands. I gotta get that ergonomic keyboard. And once you get those sore, it's like, hey, boss, I gotta go home. Sorry, I can't type anymore.
Can't imagine that go over too well.
No, not well at all. File for disability. But yeah, that was our weekends. They were pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Sunday and Monday. But either way.
Yeah.
I digress. We had a new segment we wanted to introduce to everyone here. And I don't know how it's going to go. So if it's really bad,
you can
blame me. It was my idea. But it's basically hashtags that we didn't really know were a thing until they started popping up. And I had to like Google them to find out.
Okay.
Do you want to start?
Go first.
Yeah, you can go first.
Any hashtag. Because I was scrolling through my Twitter feed today, and apparently no one who I follow hashtags anymore. So if I do see one, and it's not like a sports like event, I'm lost.
It's true. But I don't like click on them anymore either. There used to be a thing where you could like click on it, like see whatever. Well, I guess you still can.
I'm still scrolling. I'm scrolling right now.
Today is National Girlfriend Day. That confuses me. I don't know what that is.
Hashtag Good Boys movie. That movie for the good boy. The new movie Good Boys.
Okay, well that's an ad campaign.
See, those are the only hashtags I get.
Okay, but what about like trending like Hot Girl Summer? That's a thing.
I don't follow any of that stuff.
No, but it's not a. It's just a. It's, you know, it's just like follow like a girl. Do you follow any girls?
No.
People are always posting that. It's not like a hashtag. They're just posting like hot girl summer. I had no clue what that was. No clue. So I had to Google it. That's what made me think of all this. Hot girl summer came up out of nowhere.
Yeah, you texted me that and I didn't know what you're talking about. So case in point, I guess.
I was just like, hot girl summer. I guess it's... I did it on Urban Dictionary, so this could be 100% wrong. 100%
real, right. Real trustworthy there.
But it's basically like... I guess a summer that girls are not letting anyone else control them. They're just kind of doing their own thing.
Hashtag never settle.
Yeah, I mean, kind of same idea.
I'm in the game.
In the game.
EA Sports.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
Other things trending right now. Harley Race. Oh, he was a wrestler. He died. Rest in peace. That was a tough one.
Just hashtag the Bachelorette.
This one I can get on board with. Hashtag let's get weird.
Grant, that was like you're saying.
That is my fucking saying. It's number 20 on Twitter right now. Let's get that bad boy up there. Unlikely catered events. Now, this was one I actually want to look into. Mother-in-law's first hot flash experience. Hashtag unlikely catered events. I like it. Your first skydive. Hashtag unlikely first kid. No.
I don't get this.
I don't like this at all. My nightly shower. Hashtag unlikely catered events. Purchasing new underwear. What are they catering? Are they actually catering these things?
Are you saying the word right?
Catering, yeah. I can read. Mm-hmm. Can't spell.
Sometimes you have those dyslexic moments.
You went into labor. Hashtag unlikely catered events.
It's funny you say that, because like we have like Comedy Central on mute right now, and the last thing I was on was an Uber driver kept his cool while a random lady gave birth in his back seat.
Wow.
Hashtag catering events. Unlikely catering events.
That's going to be unlikely.
I got this down.
100%. You're right. Wow. That's crazy. I would have lost it.
Salazar's trending.
Alberto. Yeah, so...
Oh, apparently it's a movie.
I just mean, like, trending things in general, I guess. Boyfriend Tonight? Oh, it's an Ariana Grande song. Never mind.
Thank you. Next.
Next. National Girlfriend. I still don't get it. What's National Girlfriend Day?
I think we need girlfriends to find out. One of those secret handshake type things.
Kamala Destroy... Oh, Kamala. That's... Camila.
Camila Bio?
Harris, what is it? Camila Harris? Camille? No, it's Camila. I don't know. People are going to be...
Chameleon?
People are going to be screaming...
I don't know what you're trying to say.
No, it's the lady that's running for president.
Oh, yeah. That's not my forte, man.
Yeah, give me a tough one. Anyway, that's what's going on in the world. We're keeping you up on your trending events.
I got a hashtag Cincinnati Trump rally.
Yeah, apparently that was a big deal. They had a big rally.
Apparently that's happening today.
Yeah, I didn't know about that until I saw some on Snapchat, so... Cool, I guess. I don't know. I'm
sure he has some good hashtags.
Oh, God. Actually, now...
that might be another time.
Let's see if we can find one. KAG2020. That's the first one. I don't even know what that is. Yeah, those are a lot of hashtags. This guy likes his hashtags and ats. He ats a lot of people.
I got a good one.
Kentucky, just hashtag Kentucky.
I got a good one.
Yeah?
Hashtag deuces.
Deuces.
That wasn't the end of the show.
Nope, that was a transition. Now we have our podium.
We do.
That was a very bad transition.
Insert Joe Wacker's music.
To study for.
So I don't even know what it is yet. So.
A little nervous. Our podium is welcoming back the Hall of Fame games tonight for football.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is. I came up with it.
So we are welcoming back.
Crazy. Just like those booth, the announcers, one-liners.
The announcer one-liners, and I'm not just going to limit it to football, but we're going to try to stay in football.
Yeah. I'm going first.
Go ahead.
Because I said it earlier today.
Okay.
In the preseason football, the announcers go, and it's preseason for the refs too.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, it is true. It is preseason for the ref as well.
I'm trying to focus on the preseason.
And we saw some pretty bad calls in that preseason game, I'm going to be honest.
I didn't see any.
Well, I saw a couple that were pretty bad.
I also wasn't watching it, so I'll give you that one.
the first time in a baseball game when the announcer goes like, well, he's had him no hit through four.
The, hey, perfect through one.
And he is perfect through one. Three outs, three up, three down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My second one is... I was really focused on just my first one. My second one is going to be when like the announcers try to like predict the play they should run, and then they do the exact opposite for the touchdown.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, well, this is definitely going to be a
coach mode, and they start like second guessing their decision, and the next play touchdown.
I think that's why everyone hated Tony Romo, because every time he called it was right.
Yeah, I loved him for that.
I'm not sure how I stand on it yet, but unreal. My next one probably going to be when the announcer just starts going in depth about one player that's been sitting on the sideline.
But like you're like the newly traded guy.
Yeah, the guy who like just got there.
They read their whole Wikipedia bio.
Basically, yeah, they just read everything that they've ever known about him, like tell him like the charities that he's gonna work for. And I mean, it makes him sound like a great guy. But you're just like, well,
he's not playing.
We're also playing a game.
He's not playing.
Yeah, he's not in. But it happens all the time. There's just one guy they like have film on the bench all the time, and he's just sitting there with his helmet off. Or he's got the headset on. The backup quarterback.
My next one, my last one, I'm transitioning away from football, actually. Going to baseball. I'm going to a baseball game. I'm going to the Baseball Home Run Derby. Chris Berman, back,
gone!
Yeah. Iconic.
That's iconic. That is iconic. I will say that the last iconic one, I'm sticking in football, college football, or if you're just listening on the radio, the 10, the 5, 20.
Or the 5, 10,
the 5.
The 20.
The
10,
the 5.
That's one
touchdown,
hell,
Iowa.
One hell of a hit. Back to the 20.
Whoops. Touchdown, Iowa.
That touchdown, Iowa.
Jim Zabel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better.
Gary Dolph, man.
Well, yeah, either way.
I think he's back for the football season.
I don't know.
I can only assume so.
Either way.
Anyway, I'm excited for football, college football.
I can't wait.
Any honorable mentions?
It was tough not to come up with three.
I was going
to
say.
I will say there's something about listening to hockey, just the amount of adjectives that they can put into.
They've done a segment on like an E60. They did a segment on that one announcer.
Are you studying the thesaurus the whole time?
I think it was somewhere around 90 adjectives that guy had for different plays in hockey.
It's unbelievable. Nothing I love more, in playoff hockey especially, because it's usually similar announcers. Similarly, quality announcers, I should say. And they're literally just rambling off, like, slathered over to Arduya. Slapped back.
Slathered.
I don't know. They say
we're not rubbing sunscreen on each other.
I know, but they say some crazy stuff, man.
No, I know what you mean. It's, I think, if I remember this right, it's somewhere around 90 adjectives to describe like a hockey
and
pass.
Never back to back, and you never hear back to back.
You never recognize it. Oh
God, that's so unbelievable.
That's a good one.
Can we just agree that we just don't like Joe Buck calling baseball?
Baseball, no.
Great football announcer.
Golf too.
Not bad with golf. But let's just get Joe Buck off of baseball. I think we heard him tonight.
I wasn't listening. I was really dialed into that burger I was eating.
All right. And that was the podium of, I guess, sports calls?
Yeah, that's good.
Podium of sports calls.
Keep it short.
All right, since we didn't have a guest today, I had a point of contention I was thinking about the other day, since I know Charlie's a flat earther.
No comment.
I was outside yesterday and the sun was coming up and the clouds were blocking the sun. And all I'm thinking is, if you were a flat earther, how would the clouds be able to block the sunrise?
I mean,
No, because
you had your layer of clouds flat. They'd still be flat.
Okay.
You your sun still has an arc, and it still go over this.
Well, your sun's still arcing, right? But no, so it blocked it from the ground, like from, I was in Lake Michigan, so you're looking at it, and like, I wasn't seeing any of it come up over Lake Michigan. You should see it when it's coming over Lake Michigan between the ground and the clouds, right? If in a flat world.
But I'm saying, if you look straight.
If you look straight and the sun is just peeking up, the clouds are flat, and the world is flat, and the arc of the sun is coming up, then how come the clouds are blocking the sun?
Not that I'm a flat earther, I don't...
How do you not get it?
Because, no, I get it.
Two flat planes running parallel.
I know, but I'm saying if you look straight enough,
okay,
you can't see the curvature of the Earth from your 5 foot, 6 foot height.
But the Earth, if the Earth was flat...
I'm saying you can't see far enough to see the curvature. So no matter what, even if it is flat or circular, your point of vision, those two things are going to...
But the sun is also really bright. So, it should shine through the one spot.
It makes sense. It just changed 180 or anything.
No, it didn't. It still exists. It's the exact same.
I'm not a flat earther.
Two things are parallel.
Yeah,
there's still going to be a space in between that for the sun to come up.
I'm saying, as your vision...
Even if it runs into infinity like that, I get what tunnel vision is, Charlie. That's what you're trying to explain to me.
You can't see the curvature of the Earth from just standing there. So therefore, you're not going to see the two parallel planes forever. But if the Earth's flat,
then I don't have to worry about the fucking curvature.
I'm saying you're not going
to
see the parallel planes forever.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to see the parallel planes forever. So that the sun will come up between the two.
Into one point.
No.
It's called perspective.
No. I know what perspective is.
One point perspective.
I understand that. But that one point should be the fucking sun if you're a flat earther.
I
can't believe you just made a case for a flat earther.
I don't agree with your argument. I'm not saying I'm a flat earther.
Charlie's a flat earther. I think mine makes complete sense.
Okay.
Also, how high are the clouds? Pretty fucking high, dude. Well, unless it's foggy. Damn it.
It's been foggy like every day.
Not recently.
I hate when I win arguments like this.
You didn't win. Nobody wins because the world's Earth's round.
I mean, agreed, but I'm saying.
Okay. Would you go to space?
Oh, hell yeah.
So you like pay
so fast.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's like in my dreams to like 5.
You would go just like on like one of those planes just to go up there and come back?
Oh, yeah.
I think I would too.
I'd skip this trip.
Take out a pretty big life insurance policy.
I'd skip this trip.
Would you be the first one to do it? Like on the first plane?
That doesn't faze me.
You'd do it, alright? Can I take out a life insurance policy for you before?
No.
To be the beneficiary before you do it?
No, sorry, Kate. Should she be my beneficiary right now?
Well, you can't be mine.
Do you think that creates some sibling rivalry?
No, I'm just going to take out one for you. Like, I'll pay the premiums. I'll take it out for you before you do it. On you. Like, I'll take it out on your life. It happens.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I'm going to say no. Just let you.
All I need is, like, your social security.
Because I'm coming back. I'll tell you, it's in this building.
Yeah. It is...
Honestly, I mean, you could say it and I wouldn't know it. So
that bad. Wow. All right.
No one can steal it. No one can torture me and take it from me because I can't give it to them.
That's true. That would really suck. But then they just, like, if they're torturing you, they make you come to your single apartment where you live alone.
It's not here.
I can totally
say that without laughing.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Vacation episode, short and sweet. Just like vacation always seems to be.
That's cool. That's poetic. Nice quote.
Thanks, man. Not my vocabulary. Go ahead.
Deuces.
Go ahead.
In honor of our pending road trip, stop worrying about the potholes in the road and enjoy the journey. By Babs Hoffman.
Still going to avoid the potholes because I pop my tires.
I don't know what's better, the quote or the name. Babs.
Babs. Better Babs.
Babs
Hoffman. Better person, Babs.
Babs Hoffman.
Laughter is an instant vacation. Unknown.
Deuces.
Deuces.